With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The fire on the east side of Glacier National Park grew by about 700 acres over the weekend. It's now being estimated at about 4,000 acres, and fire officials are calling it 67% contained. Thunderstorms are expected in the fire area this evening, and tonight a cold front is expected to bring light rain and wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. $8.3 million have gone into fighting the fire so far. Two people are unaccounted for after a house fire in Columbia Falls. Fire Chief Rick Hagan says that firefighters have been unable to find two people who'd been in the house when the fire started this morning. No one had seen them escaped. Homeowner Juanita Hollis tells KCFW-TV that she was at work when her husband called to tell her about the fire. She said her husband jumped out the window to escape, but that her daughter-in-law and step-grandson were asleep in the basement when the fire started. Fire crews say it was too hot to get close enough to see if either made it out of the residence. A 66-year-old man died in a weekend rollover that sparked a small fire along Interstate 15 south of Cascade. The Montana Highway Patrol says the crash happened about 3:30 Sunday afternoon between Cascade and Tower Rock State Park. The patrol says the man was northbound when he failed to negotiate a turn. Cascade County officials say Fritz Ruiz of Helena was thrown from the vehicle and died at the scene. Trooper Dana Cockrell says the pickup caught fire and caused a small grass fire, which crews were able to extinguish. A 46-year-old Washington State man has died after a weekend canoeing accident on the Clark Fork. A group of boaters in canoes overturned in turbulent water yesterday afternoon near Alberton Gorge. Everyone in the group was wearing life jackets, but one man was unable to make it to shore. Frenchtown Fire spokesman Mel Holt says others in the water helped bring the man out of the water and a bystander began CPR. A federal judge has ruled that Idaho's law banning secret filming of animal abuse at agricultural facilities is unconstitutional. U.S. District Court Judge B. Lynn Windmill ruled today that the law violates the First Amendment. A coalition of animal activists, civil rights groups, and media organizations sued the state more than a year ago, opposing the so-called Ag Gag Law. The coalition said that the law curtailed freedom of speech and made gathering proof of animal abuse a crime with harsher punishment than the penalty for animal cruelty. Idaho lawmakers approved the law in 2014 after the state's $2.5 billion dairy industry complained that videos of cows being abused at a southern Idaho dairy, filmed in 2012, unfairly hurt their business. The plan the White House unveiled today to reduce carbon dioxide emissions nationwide is meeting with strong and broad criticism in Montana. That includes Governor Steve Bullock, a Democrat, who issued a statement today saying he's, quote, extremely disappointed in the White House's clean power plan because the White House, quote, moved the goalpost. What he means is that the White House's new plan calls for greater reductions in CO2 emissions than it did in its draft clean power plan last year. That plan had a target of cutting 21% of the state's carbon dioxide emissions. The new plan?
It could be anywhere between about a 32-33% to as high as 47.
That's Tom Livers, head of Montana's Department of Environmental Quality. He says it's hard to say exactly how much the state will have to reduce its CO2 emissions under the new plan because it changes a number of variables.
They've changed the baseline from the draft rule, so in terms of the reduction that we're working from, that appears to have changed. In terms of what they're allowing in for renewable energy, it looks like they've pulled some of the previous out of there. This is all stuff we're trying to figure out. There are more changes than just the target itself.
The Montana AFL-CIO also says it's, quote, very concerned about the new clean energy rule. A press release says the labor union is, quote, worried about what this means for the hundreds of working families whose livelihoods depend on the coal industry. Even more critical of the new power plan is Montana Attorney General Tim Fox, a Republican. He blasted the draft plan when it came out last year and now says he and other attorneys general, many from Western states, are considering filing a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency.
They are promulgating rules that turn them from an environmental regulator using a very obscure portion of the Clean Air Act. Instead, they're trying to impose what we see as a national energy policy through rulemaking.
Also strongly critical of the Clean Power Plan was the chairman of Montana's Public Service Commission, which regulates power companies and utilities, and the Republican members of Montana's congressional delegation, Senator Steve Daines and Representative Ryan Zinke. But environmental and health groups praised the new plan. Ann Hedges with the Montana Environmental Information Center says it's reasonable to set tougher standards for carbon dioxide emissions here. And the Montana chapter of the American Lung Association said it will prevent 3,600 premature deaths by 2030. Stay tuned for more Montana news. I'm Eric Whitney.